You're listening to Valley Public Radio News. The Fresno City Council will vote Thursday on a plan to suspend bus fares throughout the city. As FM89's Sarith Hawk reports, the issue is how to pay for the proposal long term.
Council member Tyler Maxwell says the Zero Fare Cleanup Act addresses equity issues in Fresno when it comes to reliable transportation.
We're the largest city in the valley. We should be leading when it comes to major issues like transportation and not following in the footsteps of, you know, smaller cities like Clovis and Merced and Visalia, who have already pioneered zero fare.
Like other cities in the valley, Maxwell wants Fresno to suspend fares immediately using CARES Act and FEMA dollars to fund services for the next 5 months. After that, Maxwell hopes that public and private partnerships with universities and hospitals will provide the bulk of funding over the next 5 years.
They want to be a part of this. They want to help ensure that people are able to get vaccinated, that they're able to get back to work.
He says low-income riders depend on the bus service the most, the majority of whom have no access to a vehicle.
77% of our riders make less than $20,000 a year. They're living in abject poverty.
Eventually, he says, resources from Measure C, the sales tax measure to fund parks and transportation projects, could be used. For Valley Public Radio News, I'm Sarith Hawk.